Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
The minute, the very minute we pick up a camera and decide we want to make pictures more meaningful than snapshots, we unknowingly embrace, in one form or another, the art life. This is a term I've used a lot in podcasts, and I thought I'd explore it a little bit today. And of course, the first challenge in engaging an art life in any medium whatsoever is entirely technical. How does this medium work? How do cameras work, in our case? And now computers and printers and etc. There's a lot of technical stuff we need to learn. But in these days, those technological challenges are fairly easily mastered. Well, if not mastered, at least they're doable with a reasonable amount of competence. But that's where we have to start watching out for the quicksand. I've told the story before of my friend who was a very accomplished gelatin silver printer. He'd been to innumerable workshops, studied with some of the very best gelatin silver printers. He knew the material inside and out. The best printmaker I ever knew. He could make stunning work. And one day, he just got out. He sold all of his equipment, tore out his darkroom, and quit photography. And I heard about this, and the next time I saw him, I couldn't help but ask, why? He was so good at photography, so accomplished. Why did he stop doing photography? And he said, after I became pretty confident that I could make anything I wanted to make, and I had reasonable command of the materials, he said, I realized I didn't have anything to say, and so quit photography to do something that was more important to me. I remember this conversation like it happened yesterday because it hit me so hard. He had bumped up against the hard work of being an artist, and maybe he just didn't anticipate it. Maybe no one had told him what the true task of being an artist was. But when I look back at my own career in photography, I realize that I was following that same path. The minute we pick up the camera and we are given that technological challenge, we think that's the essence of being a fine art photographer, is somehow mastering the techniques. And there are lots and lots of people who are happy to tell us that and tell us that they have the answer and can show us the technique that will make our photographs wonderful. And so the workshop business and the review business and all kinds of help from accomplished photographers seems to be readily prevalent. But no one ever seems to stop and ask, after I've got all that down, what am I going to do with it? The first obvious answer to that question is, well, get a gallery. Start having exhibitions, show your work, print sales, fame and fortune, publishing, etc. But for the vast majority of us, that never happens. It's like that kid playing sandlot baseball who dreams someday of playing in the major leagues. Well, obviously, some kids do. But it's a tiny, tiny fractional percent of the total kids who play baseball. And the same can be said for photography. There are photographers who find fame and fortune. We know them. We can make a long list of their names. But they are a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the people who engage photography. And so if fame and fortune is your objective and your goal, you're probably going to be disappointed and realize that that's not a path that's going to lead anywhere. But long before we reach that stage is the stage that my friend was at, having reasonable mastery, but realizing he had nothing to say, which leads me back to the idea of the hard work of being an artist. What is that? If it's not mastering f-stops and shutter speed and processing steps and computers and etc., then what is the hard work of being an artist? There are lots of books written about this, but to my mind, it boils down to a fairly simple idea, and that is paying attention, being observant to what's going on around us, avoiding the deadly artist trap and becoming numb. The challenge of being an artist is one of seeing what perhaps others can't see or don't have the time to see or don't have the ability to see. That's our role, is to show them the world, show them something that they can't see for themselves. If they can see it for themselves, they don't need artists. So in that case, the artist has the specific role of being eyes for the audience. The term I like to use is that photographers become seers. And I mean that in the mystical sense of the word. Artists are people who have the ability to see things that other people don't and bring it to them in a way that adds meaning to their life. It's not that we're all didactic and preachy and sort of asserting that our way of seeing the world is the right way of seeing the world. It's much simpler than that. It's just saying, look at this. Isn't this interesting? Have you noticed this before? And as strange as it sounds, that is an incredibly difficult thing to do. We are creatures of habit. We are also creatures that have a built-in sense of self-preservation, so we're constantly on the alert for danger. Don't put your hand on that stove. Weren't we all taught that when we were about 3? And a huge portion of our sensitivity about what goes on around us, even well into our adult life, is all about self-preservation, protecting ourselves, being careful, being cautious. And that habit can become so strong that we have a trained response to the world. But that training can prevent us from seeing the world of other possibilities. And that's where the artist comes in. When the average person says, oh yes, I see the flower, the artist says, yes, but have you seen this subtle aspect of it? When the average person says, oh, isn't that sunset beautiful? The artist can show us more than pretty colors and a predictable scene. That's not easy to do. For one thing, when we stand in front of that sunset, we see the pretty colors too. Who doesn't? They're gorgeous. But the challenge of the artist is to say, yes, it's not just pretty, but it's somehow meaningful. And that is not easy to do. One of the things I think adds to that challenge is the fact that people who are not artists tend to look at the world in the way that others have taught them to look at the world. Everybody can look at the gorgeous sunset and say, isn't that beautiful? Because we've been taught that that's beautiful. We've seen it on calendars and posters and books and advertisement. It's everywhere. But a gray sky can be beautiful too. But that may not be obvious to everyone until the artist shows them the beauty in a gray sky. Have you ever noticed that when you go to a museum or you pick up an art book and you start looking at the images there, the paintings, the photographs, the etchings, the drawings, the pastels, the charcoals, they never look exactly like it does to our eyes. That difference between what our eyes see and what the artist presents us is where the art life happens. And if you think about it, that's even more difficult for us photographers, because photography as a medium is so successfully reproduced by using the eye of the camera to simulate the eye of the human, which I think is part of the reason why tourists can show up to Yosemite and think, oh, I can take a picture just like Ansel Adams because I have an expensive camera. And they might be able to, but the greatest chances are they won't. They confuse with photography the idea that how they see is what the camera sees. And those of us who have been photographing for a while know what a fiction that can be. Here again, the hard work of being an artist is to show people what they can't see for themselves. And that's one thing if you're viewing a painting or a ballet and you can't possibly do that yourself. And so it's easy to look at the artist and say, wowee, aren't they accomplished? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? But when we look at a scene that a photographer has photographed, it's easy for the viewer to say, well, yeah, if I had been standing there at that time, at that moment, that's what I would have seen too. But those of us who are photographers know that that's probably not the case. The attitude that the viewer has that they could see exactly what our photograph shows if they happen to be standing there next to us completely eliminates the possibility of artistic decisions, of processing choices, of cropping, composition, and all the other things that we photographers put into the image. But again, don't you see that all of that has to do with technique? Technique in service to what? Where the art life becomes manifest is when all that technique shows us how the artist sees the world that is not what everybody else sees with normal human vision if they just happen to be standing there. Photography is a beautiful medium for transporting the viewer across time and space to see something they didn't actually see with their eyes. Fine art photography is not that. Fine art photography doesn't just transport you to a new time and place and say, look and see what anybody would see if they happen to be standing there. Fine art photography has to go beyond that in order to be an art medium, which here again brings us back to the hard work of being an artist. When we're wandering out in the world with our camera and we see something that's spectacular, we raise our camera, we click the shutter, we think, oh, wonderful, I've managed to capture something that's going to be spectacular. And those kinds of photographs are wonderful. They're great. There's nothing wrong with them. But the next step in being an artist is to go beyond that use of a camera as a Xerox copy machine to show people who weren't there what you happen to be lucky enough to observe in real life. The hard work of being an artist is to extend that beyond what you saw into what you felt, what you thought, how you responded, which, because we're visual people, because we're photographers, is likely to be nonverbal, but not necessarily. I know this is a difficult concept to get our heads around, but I think there's a relatively easy way to simplify this process, and that's to ask the right question. And in my way of thinking, the right question is always why. Why do you take the photograph of the sunset? What is it that you're trying to communicate? Why are you taking a picture of that rock or that tree or that landscape or that portrait or that still life or that abstract? Why? Why do you think that's important? Why do you think it's worth investing your time and energy into? What is there about that that strikes a chord that's deeper than, gee, ain't that a pretty picture? The hard work of being an artist is to probe beyond what it looks like and to attempt to pursue the touch of what it is, what it means, what it causes you to feel and think and question and wonder. One of the most practical ways this pops up in my life is when I'm processing images in Lightroom. It's so easy to let Lightroom guide you to an even more spectacular, pretty picture. All the tools in Lightroom are intended to modify tones and colors to make them look hyper-real. But is that art? Is that a more meaningful interpretation of what we saw and why we clicked the shutter? Or is there something beyond that we need to explore? I love being a photographer. I've spent my whole life being a photographer. But I can honestly say that I haven't loved photography because I love manipulating f-stops and shutter speeds and learning software. I do all of that because I have to, because otherwise the image is just stuck in my brain and I have no ability to share it with anybody. But the real challenge, the thing that keeps me involved in photography now for over 50 years, is the idea of delving more deeply into what I see and why it makes me want to photograph it. For a lot of us, the why we began photography had to do with the pursuit of understanding and mastering the craft. It was just plain fun to go in the dark room and see what happened. The thrill of watching that first black and white print come up in the chemistry. I hear that story over and over again. Photography became a hobby, something we did with enthusiasm because we got a kick out of it. But that kind of thrill won't carry you through your entire life. At some point in time, Every successful artistic photographer that I know had to go through that little bit of existential crisis and say, why am I doing this? And when they found the answer to why they were doing it, that opened the door to what they wanted to do, which led to fantastic work. But almost without exception, that led to the kind of work that we discover by digging deeply within ourselves, to our own response, to our own reaction to what we see, and the deeper desire to share that with others. Life could be a whole lot easier to just skip being an artist and just go through life being entertained. The art life is different than that. The art life is hard work, but it's also a life filled with challenge and reward, with mystery and revelation, with questions that lead to deeper questions. And that's why all the hard work is not a sacrifice, but a privilege.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.